Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 20th. Today's Monday. Here are the headlines to start your day. Saturday in Evanston saw arguably Northwestern's biggest event of the year, Dillo Day. Headliner Sway Lee was joined by other artists such as Bakar, Lupe Fiasco, LF System, and Amore on a stage by Lake Michigan. It was the 52nd annual Dillo Day. A 14-year-old girl was killed in a car crash late Saturday night in Chicago's West Side. The car, which had four other people in it, ran a red light and crashed into a pole. A 14-year-old boy was also in the car and is in critical condition. The rest of the passengers were treated for minor injuries. Severe storms in Houston killed seven people and left hundreds of thousands without power. Crews are working to restore power amid a smog warning and dangerously high temperatures. Temperatures are expected to peak at 100 degrees Fahrenheit later this week. Allegedly, a helicopter carrying the president and prime minister of Iran crashed on Sunday. The helicopter had to make an emergency landing, and it is unclear if any passengers were killed. Iranian officials have said foggy and mountainous conditions in the area it was last seen have slowed search and rescue operations. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.